Today's New Testament reading is from the Epistle to the Romans, the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 18. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ, for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race according to the flesh is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has failed. For not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel. And not all are children of Abraham because they are his offspring. But through Isaac shall your offspring be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring. For this is what the promise said: about this time next year I will return, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only so, but also when Rebekah had conceived children by one man, our forefather Isaac, though they were not yet born and had done nothing either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of him who calls, she was told, "The older will serve the younger." As it is written, "Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated." What shall we say then? Is there injustice on God's part? By no means. For he says to Moses, "I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion." So then it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God, who has mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, "For this very purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth." So then he has mercy on whomever he wills, and he hardens whomever he wills. This is the word of the Lord.
Many of us Christians are grieving over the moral direction our country is going. We grieve because many of our fellow Americans have given up their faith in the triune God. Without that faith, they are doomed to eternal suffering in hell, eternal separation from God. St. Paul, in the text, is speaking about the people of his country as he grieves over their lack of saving faith. He says, "For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They are Israelites. To them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises." Paul loves his country and his people. He identifies with them as fellow Jews. They are all descendants from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He truly grieves for them, for they are lost without Christ. He grieves because of the potential that is lost as they continue to deny the deity of Christ and fail to recognize the gifts of salvation which Jesus earned for all people. The potential for the Jews to become a great nation is in their being chosen by God to be his own special people. If anyone should benefit from the sacrifice of Jesus, true God and true man, it should be the Jews. For thousands of years the Jews were known as God's holy people. God set them aside for a holy purpose, to bring into being the Christ. God gave them Moses and the law to point to Christ and the world's need for a Savior. God gave them the prophets who shared the word of God with them so that they might recognize the Christ when he comes. God gave them the promise of a Savior through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Joshua, David, and all the others. God chose them. God blessed his people. Yet they turned their backs on him, persecuted him and his disciples. And finally they killed the God-man, Jesus Christ. Paul saw the potential for their sharing a greatness and everlasting life with God. But they lost it. So Paul grieves over a lost nation. God gave the Jews the promise of everlasting life through faith in Jesus Christ and the salvation he has won for the whole world. That salvation is from the hell that we deserve because of our sins. God tells us in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. Our God is a loving, kind, and merciful, but he is also just. He cannot go against himself nor what he is. From his sense of justice, he cannot overlook the sins of the world. Man sinned. Therefore, man must pay and must die to pay for man's sins. So God, in his mercy, became man to take man's place in life and in death. In life, he kept the law perfectly, earning for us the righteousness of God. In the death on the cross, he paid our sin debt forever. He took away our badness, our sin, and gave us his goodness, the very righteousness of God. This wonderful, fantastic gift of forgiveness and eternal life with God is ours as we believe it. God has been so good to us. Yet today, as a society in America, and the Jews in Paul's day, have rejected the gift. The Jews had it all going for them in their relationship with God. But what about the United States of America? Are we a lost nation? Do we grieve over the lost potential in our land and our people? Do we realize the terrible future our unbelieving citizens face without Christ? Within my memory, there was a time when we were a nation which promoted Christian teaching in our public schools, where our judges and our teachers had to be Christian in word and deed in order to be elected. It was a time when people were expected to be in church on Sunday, and the stores were closed on Sunday mornings. We were a nation of God's Word, in God's Word. But how fast have we fallen away from what we had when we had Christ? We have allowed judges in the courts to change our focus. We've elected immoral people to leadership roles in our government. And we've been led away from the good news of God's holy word. You and I still have the saving faith in Jesus. But do we grieve over the masses who have turned away from him? How often do we, in our grief over a lost country, go to God in our prayers and beg God to right the wrongs here so that people will again be encouraged to see the blessings with which God has blessed America? Our friends, our neighbors, our family members all need to have that saving faith in Christ in order to live with him forever. Let us lead those we love to the divine service, where God creates saving faith in the hearts and the minds of his people, that they may be blessed by God.